when OU played for a national championship against Army, they did it in Yankee Stadium, and you did that play-by-play.
Right.
So that was another momentous early on in your career
I can tell
in this hallowed stadium.
Absolutely. I tell you, there's so many things I can talk about in that game. See, Yankee Stadium, obviously, a baseball configuration. So football, they lay it out from center field to home plate. There's no press box for football, so we were in the stands in what was left field, in wide open. There's no covering. Then a bunch of New York writers right there with us because there's a makeshift little press box there in left field. Here is Army and OU playing. And Bud did one thing that coaches rarely do now, probably never, but Bud would do. He trusted me as the play-by-play announcer. And Bud would like to throw in a trick play every once in a while. And he would tell me before the game, not right before, but during that week, we're going to run a trick play. And here's what to look for. So that was wonderful. Gives you a big break. This is a true story, as all of mine are. But it was a close game, Army and OU at Yankee Stadium, 61. In those days, defensive teams huddled, literally formed a huddle on the defense. They didn't line up like they do now in formation. They lined up on a defensive huddle. Bud ran the option. You know what the option play is, down the line of scrimmage, pitch the ball back. So he decides when Army would be huddling on defense, he would run an option play and catch them in the huddle. And told me what to look for before that play was going to be run. We were going to run to the sideline, not even hardly block it. And on the way back to the huddle, we're going to come back in formation. And when Army huddles up on defense, we're going to pitch the ball and sweep left. And that's what happened. Mike McClellan went 75 yards for touchdown and beat Army. And the paper, the New York Times, Sooners outflank Army. That was the headline. I called that play, you know. After that broadcast, one of the writers from New York, I think it was Red Smith, one of those big guys, came up and said, "Son, I don't know who you are, but you called that trick play beautifully." Well, I didn't tell him I knew it was coming. But that was a great thrill.
Oh, yeah, because you could easily have missed that.
Oh, absolutely.
You could have been looking down, just
right.
Waiting for the game,
right.
Doing a little stat thing.
Yeah, but I saw him run over there, and I thought, here it comes. And then Army huddled, and boom.
OU wins the game.
Right.
Basketball was not popular at OU at that time.
Well, it was off and on. It wasn't really big time, like football. Football was dominant, totally dominant.
But you went into the 61-62 season. Jack Ogle was your color commentator?
Yep. Jack and I were great friends. He had a terrific voice and very knowledgeable.
Lee Allen Smith, I know, said that the two of you made a great pair.
Absolutely. I mean, I can say that and still be modest about it, but Jack added so much, and we had a good contrasting voice. I'm this little bing, 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 and Jack had this nice, deep, resonant voice and really knew what he was talking about.
So OU is invited to play University of Alabama in the Orange Bowl game January 1st of 1963. A president visited the OU locker room. Tell us that president and what
well,
about
here's the problem. The bowl games would not let the local networks broadcast the games. We were not allowed to broadcast the game.
You were there, though.
Maybe not, because we had nothing to do.
Okay.
The network, CBS, ABC, NBC, had control of all the bowl games. What they later would let us do was the play-by-play guy may would come in and do a little color. You know, I'm not a good color guy. I'm a play-by-play guy. But they kind of worked you in a little bit before they finally got rid of that dominant system.
But President Kennedy visited the locker room because of Bud Wilkinson.
Oh, absolutely. Right. See, President Kennedy made Bud the National Physical Fitness Director. That was the first time. President Kennedy wanted the nation to shape up, so he made Bud the physical fitness director nationally.
OU loses the game to Alabama 17-0, largely due to a quarterback by the name of Joe Namath.
I wasn't there. I'm sure I wasn't.
Okay. In the spring of 63, you recall, Coach Wilkinson recruited Joe Don Looney.
Joe Don was not nice to broadcasters, or he wasn't very nice to me. He one time knocked the recorder out of my hands. Said some expletives. I haven't got time for that. You know, and he was definitely a renegade.
What made him be like this?
I don't know. It's his personality.
He was eventually kicked off the team.
Right. Yeah, he was not your average bear by any means. See, in those days, it wasn't like it is now. You could take one of these little recorders and go down there, or you have a hookup down in the dressing room. He had a great big old Webcore recorder. You had to carry down to the locker room, place it down, and have the guy come over and talk to you. Then rush it back up to the booth up in the, you know, it's a mess to try to get a post-game interview in those days because you didn't have all the modern conveniences. So it was quite a deal. You set your recorder down, get all ready, and ask him, I ain't got time for that. So you don't have an interview.
But he was a tremendous athlete.
Oh, yeah.
He?
Great.
What happened to him?
Well, he became weird. He went over to India and started smoking pot. Some sort of a guru.
But Bud had recruited him. He was out of Texas, was he?
I believe he was. But he became very weird. See, in those days, like I said, I didn't have much to do with the players. I just did the play-by-play of the game, period.